I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. For those of you who texted me, Gov, I sent you Tuesdays, this past Tuesday, November 12th, 2024 show, final half hour, vetting the next Republican candidate for Michigan governor in 2026. Please listen to that half hour later after today's show. I want you guys to be able to participate and be part of it. One of the things you have to understand, the state of Michigan is broken. Donald Trump talks about the United States needing to be fixed, all the things that he's working to do. Well, we have been working on fixing the state of Michigan. And what happens, and you look at this particular situation, this upcoming election of 2026, it's critical that we vet these candidates and make sure we get the right one to be the Republican candidate. Democrats are going to fight it out on their side of the ballot. That's fine. They can end up with whoever they want. But if you look at the history, folks, 8 years Republican, starting with Milliken, 8 years with Democrat Jim Blanchard, 12 years before term limits for Republican John Engler, 8 years of Jennifer Granholm, 8 years of Rick Snyder, 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. The state of Michigan, based on history, is due for a Republican governor in 2026. The only way that's going to happen is if we get a good candidate that will appeal to the majority of the Michigan voters in November of 2026 election. First of all, let's get some things out on the table and be totally clear. And I hope and pray we don't see any of these stupid ads wasting our time, their money, and the airwaves. Gay marriage and abortion are not issues. They are not issues that we even have to talk about. We don't have to talk about them in the primary election selecting our candidate. We don't have to talk about it in the November general election. Why? The Supreme Court ruled on the Obergefell decision back in 2015. It's game over. Gay marriage is the law of the land. Rick Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, did nothing to fight that Supreme Court decision. They caved in, and it's the law of the land. abortion was taken care of with Proposal 3 in 2022. We do not have to ask the candidates whether they're pro-life or pro-choice. It's a moot point. It's a waste of time. It's a distraction. I think Kamala Harris spending as much time on abortion that she did cost her the election, along with other things, but this one was big. She spent, on average, 25 to 30% of her campaign ad budget on women's reproductive health rights. Donald Trump wants to pass a national abortion ban. No, he doesn't. That's a bald-faced lie. He got rid of Roe v. Wade so he can send abortion back to the states. The states decided how they felt about abortion. Majority of Michiganders voted for Proposal 3. It passed. It's a done deal. It's in our Constitution. Get over it. Stop talking about it. We have to talk about concrete things to fix the state of Michigan. When you guys click on that link and you listen to those items, you'll hear exactly what needs to be done to fix the state. One thing you have to understand, the process. Here it is, barely a week after the November 5th, 2024 election, and we're already sending this podcast out to candidates. I'm going to text this to Perry Johnson. I'm going to start a dialogue up with him. The money behind these candidates is going to be huge. Kevin Rinke pledged $10 million in the last campaign when Tudor Dixon got the nomination and then ended up getting her butt kicked by Gretchen Whitmer. Is it going to be $10 million this time or $20 million? Same question to Perry Johnson. Is he even going to run for governor? But here's the point. This is going to be a huge, huge election for our state. Just like last Tuesday, November 5th, was huge for our country, 2026 will be huge for Michigan. Because if we get the wrong candidate as the Republican, and they end up losing to these Democrats, one of them, this could be the end of our state as we know it, as far as our rights go. If Jocelyn Benson gets elected, we will be California within a year, if not worse. The only saving grace, hopefully, maybe, we have the majority Republicans in the House and the Senate that she has to deal with. What will that be? Gridlock. And gridlock sometimes is a good thing. So we'll have to wait and see. But it's critically important. You have to understand that we have got to continue to be involved, just like we were a week ago Tuesday. Everybody put up signs. Everybody got out to vote. The numbers were loud and clear. And like Donald Trump said, too big to rig. They couldn't overcome the numbers. Besides that, Kamala Harris wasn't worth it to try to save her victory. So they just let it go through. The people spoke, and Donald Trump won. And here's the other last comment about this. As we go forward, one of the things that's critically important is that you get involved with your local county party. You have got to do this, folks. Find out when your county convention is going to be held. Antrim County is holding it as part of their monthly meeting, November 19th. Other counties are doing it November 25th. Oakland County and others are doing it December 5th. Find out when your county convention is going to be held. Attend the county convention. Now, if you're a precinct delegate, you were duly elected on August 6th, you're going to get notice. You have to go anyway. But those of you who are not precinct delegates, but you listen to this show, you need to go to your county convention. Let them conduct their business. Let them do what they're going to do in picking the delegates to go to the state convention to elect new party leadership. After the convention concludes, then approach the chair and explain to them your name, your address, where you live, township, city, or village, and ask them if there's an opening for you to be elevated to be a precinct delegate. If there is, then you get to serve as a precinct delegate for the remaining two-year term. You won't be involved in the state convention coming up to elect a new chair of the party. You will be involved in future conventions. Simply because you missed being on the ballot August 6th, you don't get to participate in November or December's state convention, but you could be elevated. And then that makes you able to vote at future county conventions. Get to know the people in the party, paid members like you, get to know them. Get them to know you. Then, at future conventions, you may be considered to go to state conventions. Absolutely what you want to do to be part of the process. One of the things that we're looking at here is electing new leadership for county parties. Emmett County needs a new chair because their current chair, Parker Fairburn, is going to be a state representative for the 107th. He needs to step down as chair of that county party. They need a new chair. Maybe perhaps he's handpicking his replacement. Well, the Patriots can have a say about it. So find out when your county convention is going to be and attend it. Make sure you share the information with your fellow Patriots and get as many of you there to show up. This is what we need to do, folks, starting right now as we prepare for 2026. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. This segment brought to you by my insurance agent, Tristan Cole, Farm Bureau Insurance in Bel Air. Text me TC for Tristan Cole. I'll send you his contact information. You need to do an insurance checkup. Get your deck pages emailed to you from your insurance agent, your current agent, that shows all your coverages on your house, your cars, motorcycles, RVs, whatever you guys have. Email them to Tristan. Let him go through them and see if you're underinsured, overinsured, and what recommendations he could make to add some life insurance to increase your multi-policy discount, to save you money on all your insurance and get some protection. Many of us are getting older. We have kids. We have grandkids. There's things you can do for your grandkids that they do not know about, that they have no idea that you could do this for them. This is something that you could leave for them that's very affordable and help you at the same time get lower insurance on your home and your cars. So text me TC. His website is his name, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N Cole, C-O-L-E.com. Phone number in Bel Air, 231-533-6489. Just text me, TC. I'll send you his contact information. You need to talk to him. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. He is trying to qualify for an additional bonus payment to his negotiated contract with Farm Bureau where he can hire another part-time worker. And we want to help him get there, so he can grow the business, be able to spend more time talking to our radio family, save us money on our insurance bills, and get better and more coverage, more policies. Another one I like especially is the $1 million liability policy. It goes over top of all your other policies for homeowners, your auto, whatever. It's like $200 for the whole year. And you have an extra $1 million liability coverage. So get a hold of Tristan. He'll explain it all to you. Again, text me TC and I'll send you the information. Last thing I want to talk about wrapping up this race for governor in 2026. The Democrats are doing us a favor running all these candidates for governor. They will stay on their side of the ballot to pick their favorite candidate. We will pick ours. And then let's debate. Let's debate policies. We don't need to talk about gay marriage. We don't need to talk about abortion. We don't need to talk about any of this other social crap. We need to talk about fixing the state of Michigan starting in January of 2027. We need to fix our infrastructure, our schools, car insurance, education. The list goes on and on and on. If you would like the podcast I did, Vetting the Next Republican Candidate, text me gov, G-O-V. I'll send you the podcast. Do me a favor. Share it with others. Get them thinking about the things that need to be done to fix the state of Michigan when we vote in the primary August of 2026 and the general November election that year. We need a new governor. We need a new direction. History shows that it will probably be a Republican governor because we are due for it. In addition, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, president and vice president, will be coming to the state of Michigan campaigning for this person, whoever it ends up being. You have to understand, if we're going to fix this, we need to stay engaged. You guys did a phenomenal job of sharing that PEGS video. You did a phenomenal job of looking up voters, low propensity Republicans that did not vote in the last few elections. You contacted them and got them to vote. That was a great thing. What you did a week ago Tuesday, we're going to ask you to do it again in 2026. In the meantime, 2025, we're going to clean up the qualified voter files. We're going to get clerks updated to understand how to better protect their qualified voter files. We're going to get rid of dead people and people who no longer live in our counties. And we are going to have a pure election. And, by the way, because of Jocelyn Benson being a candidate on the ballot for governor in 2026, she won't be able to oversee the election of 2026. She will be completely removed from the process. So her little directives, her little orders, her little instructions that she gave to the clerks, all that will be moot. None of that will take place in 2026. Why? Because she's going to be on the ballot for governor. And she cannot manipulate the clerks while she's running for governor in 2026. She may try, but the courts will stop her. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots.